Praise the Lord, and welcome to Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And I am not Charles Terrell, but he's on his way. And we had a thing happen today. Our main pianist, actually our pianist, he had a dead battery. So our song leader had to go and rescue him. So they will be here shortly. So let's stand and pray as we begin our service. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you right now for this day you have given us. And Lord, I thank you right now that you are helping Charles and Yuri to get there quickly, Father God, that we can start the worship service. And we thank you that we could have a great day today here, Lord, as we are determined to praise you with everything that we have and worship you. Because you are worthy to be worshipped. And I thank you right now for a mighty move of your Holy Spirit. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. You may be seated. At this time, we're going to start taking some testimonies. And so if you have a testimony you'd like to share today, this would be a good time to share testimonies. I need someone to get up here right now. And how about Javier? Are you ready with a testimony? Okay. All right. And we have some other people get ready. So we have testimony first here today.
Good morning, everyone. Well, about yesterday, our dinner, so really surprised me last night. See, a lot of people here, a lot of people. Like Tom say, he see yesterday Ukrainian people, Mexican people, Filipinas people, Russian people. So God wanna see all his sons together following him. Following him, no matter what kind of language we speak, no matter what kind of race we are. So he want all his sons together. And I want to see this place all Sundays like yesterday. With many, many people right here. That's what I want to see every Sunday. Praise Lord. Amen.
Amen. We are waiting for our musicians. We are taking testimony time right now. So who else would like to share something, what God has been doing in your life?
Good morning, I'm Joanne. And last night the Holy Spirit showed me about my self-importance, which is totally off. Anyway, Pastor John called Charles up here to sing a song, and he didn't call my name, and so the devil's saying, he didn't call you, I want you to feel rejected. I didn't feel rejected because I got cleansed of things like that happening in this church. I'm to accept everybody just as they are, whatever they are, whenever they are. And he showed me that the self-importance brings in rejection. You've been rejected. You've been rejected. And that's a bunch of baloney. And I'm through with it. And I just thank God for what he showed me last night. Because the devil keeps whispering little things to make you feel that self-importance. And it's gone. And I thank God.
All right, praise the Lord. Anyone else want to brag on Jesus this morning? We need a move because right now we are live, so come on up. Yes, come on up. You got a prophecy. You want to give that now or later? Well, if you want to give it now, go ahead.
The Lord was speaking to me this morning, and then he told me that he wanted to encourage us about leaning on the Lord. And, you know, the man of God fears God. We have reverential fear, but we also fear his disapproval because we love him and we want his love and we fear his frown. And so the Bible says that the godly man fears God. And he loves God's commandments, and he loves to do them. And his heart is fixed on the Lord. He does not fear evil and evil tidings, but he fears God instead. And his heart is fixed, trusting the Lord. And the Lord has put us, he has taken us out of the miry clay and put us on that wonderful rock, Jesus, the security forever, the foundation of truth and life. And he has not only taken us out of that miry clay, but he washed us with his precious blood and cleansed us. And he put our feet in the right direction. He changed our direction completely so that we are not going the way of the world anymore, but we're going his way. And so now our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not God's ways. And we do not always see ahead of time where we're going. 1 foot at a time is about as far as he tells us. But we are holding his hand, and we can always trust him because his plans for us are eternal, and they are sure. And there is no moving God. He's God. He's the one who's going to have his way. And so do not be dismayed by evil tidings, but trust in the one who is leading you.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We take one more testimony here. Hey, we have one more? Craig, come on up. Jason, you want to get ready?
Hello, everyone. My name is Pamela. And the Lord was impressing upon me that when I was thinking about how to be grateful, and the things to be grateful for, I was pondering about that this morning and last night, and he just put on my heart that I'm grateful that the Holy Spirit lives inside of me, because I have just gotten this revelation just recently, to tell you the truth. Maybe in the last, I can't remember, like the wind, you don't know when the wind bloweth. It's like that with me. I don't know when it happened, but slowly but surely it happened. And I know Jesus lives inside of me. And that's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for that over everything, because that way I know I'm secure. I know I can turn to Jesus for anything, any problems, any trials that come my way. I can trust in him, and I know he will deliver me, and that's the best thing. So everything else is just, they're blessings, of course they're blessings, but you can't have blessings without the Holy Spirit inside of you. So the main thing is that, to have Jesus inside. And in Psalms 18:2, it says, the Lord says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Praise God. Thank you. Thanks to Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord. We got our song lady in here. We got a pianist. So, Sister Joanne, this time I do remember you. And come on up here and... as we're waiting for Charles and Javier, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get ready. Here comes our fearless leader. And praise God, we are a Pentecostal church, and we can be a little bit disorganized at times. But and also we can be shifting around. So let's just praise God now with everything we have and be thankful, because he is great.
Voice before his army. Oh, that's right.
They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army.
What do you guys think about those drums this morning?
Beautiful.
Javier is really alive, huh?
Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Almighty God, go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is your God. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before Him, for the King is your God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Turn my morning into dancing for me. You have put off my sackcloth. You have turned my morning into dancing for me and girded me with gladness. To the end my glory may sing praises to you and not be silent. Oh Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you. Turn my morning into dancing for me. You have put off my sackcloth. You have turned my morning into dancing for me and girded me with gladness.
that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Salvation in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know.
Hallelujah.
You agree with that?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, that men might praise the Lord. Oh, that men might praise the Lord. Oh, that men might praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He
the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. He makes the storm a calm so the waves thereof are still. He makes the storm a calm so the waves thereof are still. The storm will come, so the waves the rubber still. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. Righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. The righteous shall see it and shall rejoice. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
How do you like those extra voices?
Keep them coming.
Oh, indeed, that man would praise the Lord. You'll find that in Psalm 107.
Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love. How can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? No condemnation now I dread. I am my Lord's and he is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Amazing love. Die for me. Amazing love. How can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me?
Hallelujah. Calvary did go. His
His love for mankind to show. What He did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves me. Oh, how He loves you and me. Oh, how He loves you and me. Oh, how He loves you and me. He gave His life. What more could He give? Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves me. Oh, how He loves you and me. Jesus to Calvary did go. His love for mankind to show. What He did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how He loves you. Oh, how He loves me. Oh, how He loves you and me.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're talking about two songs ago, about Jesus coming and dying for Adam's helpless race. And that's what we were after Adam and Eve sinned. But God loved them so much, the Bible doesn't record it, but He quickly explained to them the idea of sacrifice, because we see them practicing that afterwards. So He gave them the opportunity to look forward to the Messiah. He gave them the opportunity for salvation, to be redeemed. And now, we just simply look back to the cross. They look forward, and we look back. Jesus to Calvary did go, His love for mankind to show. What He did there brought hope from despair, because we were perishing otherwise. But now, we stand here, and we have not the promise of eternal life, but we have eternal life. Amen.
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze upon your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in light of joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthralled in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in light of you, I worship you, I worship you.
The reason I live is to worship.
worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you.
Lord.
Thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Let all those that love the Lord and praise the Lord, let us give a hand to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us give a hand to the Lord. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Oh, we want to say today, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy He has begotten us unto a lovely hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's a reason to be excited. That's a reason to be grateful. Oh, that's a reason to shout hallelujah. Oh, He is a source. He is a keeper. He's the shade on our right hand. He's everything to us. He's our protector. Oh, hallelujah. He's our God, and in Him will we trust. Praise His holy name. Oh, praise His holy name. What a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Savior. What a blessed Redeemer. What a mighty King. Master of everything. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Hallelujah. With our hands lifted up, with a mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, oh, we'll praise You, O Lord. We love You, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father. and having all these things. Aren't we supposed to be grateful? Aren't we supposed to be appreciative for the things that He has done and the things that He has in store for this body of believers? And we want to thank You and praise You today, O Lord, for giving us that peace and the joy in our hearts, the peace that the world cannot give. The peace only comes from above. Hallelujah. For we know every good thing and every perfect gift is from above. And it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither is there a shadow of turning. Hallelujah. He's not a God that changed His mind. Oh, hallelujah. His counsel will stand, and He's going to do all His pleasure. He has spoken it. He will bring it to pass. He purposed it, and also He will do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and returns not thither, but it waters the earth, that it may bring forth and bud. So He says, so shall my word that shall proceed out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish the things which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. And Lord, we thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, that we can trust in You, and our faith is in You, and our hope is in You, and our confidence is in You, and in You only. Oh, and we thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. Our trust is not on men, but is upon our Lord, our God. And we thank You and praise You, Father. And we are built on a strong foundation. Oh, we are built upon the rock of Jesus Christ. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. So let us lean on Him. Let us keep our mind upon Him. Let us stay focused on Him. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, for giving us that confidence, for giving us that hope, that blessed hope. And we bless You and thank You, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All He expects from us to walk uprightly, to do righteousness, to speak truth in our hearts, to backbite not with our tongue, nor do evil to our neighbor. Hallelujah. That's His condition. And we bless You and thank You, Heavenly Father, for joy and peace in our hearts. Thank You for moving in the midst of us in such a mighty way and doing great and mighty things that we knew not. Hallelujah. And we thank You, Father. And we are determined today, to glorify Your name, to lift Your name higher and higher. And we pray today that You touch the pastor, anoint him mightily, give him the freedom to preach, and let Your name be glorified, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And no one be left untouched today, we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray for everyone that gives a testimony that You anoint them. You give them, Lord, that freedom to share what the Lord our God has done in our lives. We bless You and thank You, Heavenly Father. Right now, Lord, as we are about to receive this offering, You told us, bring Your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in My house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open for You the windows of heaven, and pour out such a blessing, that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we trust in You, and we rely upon Your promises. But we want to give not for what we are You going to give us, but we want to give, Lord, with all our heart, expecting nothing. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Praise the Lord, and good morning again. We're going to have communion here today, and I would like for you to take your Bibles and turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. That's 1 Corinthians, 11th chapter. And I want to read from verse number 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For so often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, as let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily, eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, or are dead. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry or wait one for another. Today, the communion will have probably a deeper meaning for me. This morning, as I opened up the email to see what came in for prayer requests, I had an email from Grace Man in Gothenburg. And he showed me there that the Swedish Covenant Church had made a decision. They had so many people in their leadership. I think there were 16 elders or whatever they called them. And they voted this week that the Mission Covenant Church in Sweden now are going to perform weddings for homosexuals. This is a church that I was taken as a five-year-old boy by my aunt. And this is a church where I made a surrender to Christ, a labor to Christ. This is a church that when I was about 13 years old, at a Sunday school closing for the year, they had me to stand up, and I gave a little sermonette about 4 minutes that I did not know that I was going to be a preacher down the road. And I'm thinking, how can a church like the Covenant Church that was strong in Sweden, very strong in America, how can these men vote and simply say that an abomination as homosexuality, and I'm not getting involved what they do, but they are unclean. I mean, if you know what homosexuals do, it is horrible. It is unacceptable. It is not that other lifestyle. It is an abomination. And how a church can vote, how are they going to take communion in that church? How can a pastor do things like that? How can people stay members in a denomination like that? So today, as I thought about it, I want to thank God He's preserved me, preserved my mind. And when I came to this country, 1963, we gave our life to Christ in 65, I was anchored in a Southern Baptist church where they anchored me in a Bible. And I thank God for that. Today, if you are here, you are not born again. I advise you, do not take communion. You see, if we are not born again, we drink and eat of the blood unworthily. If you want to be born again, you can be born again today. We will tell you afterwards how you can receive Christ. But we need to examine ourselves. A lot of people says, well, you know, I don't want to take communion because I'm unworthy. How long does it take God to forgive you? By the time that you says amen, after you have asked for forgiveness, you are forgiven. In verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. So here we are now, waiting for one another, and examine yourself. You know, every day we sin, we lose our temper. We get upset. And there's a good radio speaker. He's with the Lord right now, Bob Cook. He's on every day. You can hear him on family radio. That's another story, so let me go not get into that. But Bob Cook said this. He said, most of the arguments that we have with husband and wife, with children, family, have no eternal values. We argue over things that are actually have no eternal value. Think about that. We never argue over the Trinity with a wife. And you never argue, you know, about reading the Bible. We argue over our trivial things. So let's take time right now to pray, and I would give you a chance to pray yourself. And ask God to forgive you of anything that is not between you and God is clear. And then I will close in a prayer, and then we will have communion. So Let's bow our heads, close our eyes, and you talk to God in the name of Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, you see us as a very needy people. And Lord, every day we sin and we do something we shouldn't have done. But I want to thank you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all sin. And right now, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Forgive us, Father God, for our trespasses. And help us right now to forgive all people that have wronged us. And also, Father God, those that we have wronged, help us to ask them to forgive us. And we thank you, Lord, that 2,000 years ago, you instituted the Lord's Supper. Communion, that we can have that in your remembrance. Holy Spirit, descend upon us right now and minister to each one of us that we will experience the living Christ, the Son of God, who we worship. Who is our Savior and Lord. And this I ask in Jesus' name. And those who are great said, Amen and Amen. Elders, will you come at this time and prepare the table? Those of you that are watching us right now, welcome to Tobin and Grace, your children. Welcome Eric, Patty, Noah John, the Timmermans, Johansons, Sweden, and all others. You have gathered there in front of your screen, ready to take communion with us. We welcome you. We love you. The way we take communion here is this, that we will hand out the bread first. And you hold it in your hand. And when everybody has got the bread, we take it together. The same thing with a cup. If you're not sure you're born again, then please pass and take it next time after you've been born. This is unleavened bread. And this is how it looked when Jesus had communion. If you look upon that now, it's a whole piece of bread. And Jesus said, I give my body for you. And when we break this, it can never again be put back together. And that's how Jesus' body is for us. It is broken. That you and I can have life. But Satiris, would you take that mic and lead us in the prayer for the bread?
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for what you did on the cross for us. You died and you rose again. That by your death and resurrection, we have eternal life. We want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the work that you've done. Thank you for greater love and no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And that's what you did on the cross. And we thank you, Lord, and we receive this bread today with thanksgiving in our hearts. And thank you, Lord, that you will do a miracle in each and every life here as we share that bread. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Understand when you take the communion, you're welcome to that. If you want to sit, it's up to you. Take that bread and eat it. Remember Jesus. He loves you. Minor, he also took a cup and he said, "This is my blood which I shed for you." Thomas, would you lead us in a prayer for the cup?
Father God, thank you for sending your son Jesus to die so that mankind can be redeemed and that we can have eternal life. And thank you, Father, for the word of God that says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Which means that unless Jesus shed his blood for us, we cannot have our sins forgiven. But because he did shed his blood and pay the price for mankind's sin, we can receive that free gift of salvation. So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for coming to the earth, becoming a man, and dying for us so that we could have eternal life. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we stand as we take the cup. As you drink this, remember, when you die and you go to heaven, you enter by the blood of the Lamb. Let's take the cup.
Okay, good morning. Is this working? Okay, we're going to take testimonies this morning. Anybody's got a testimony? Okay, Natalia?
I'll give thanks to the Lord, for He's good, for His mercy endured forever.
Let the Redeemer.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If but ask Him, He will deliver. Make up my troubles quickly and end. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
I must tell Jesus.
Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. How the world to evil alerts me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
Amen. Natalia wants you to know that she has a brand new puppy, and it's 9 weeks old, and it's an Australian Shepherd, and she's very happy with it. And this puppy chases her, not like the chickens, not like the rabbit, not like the fish, but the puppy loves to chase her, and she loves that. Amen. If that sweet little voice didn't penetrate your eardrums, I don't know what else can. I remember when for 40 years, my wife tried to convince me to put the toilet seat down, but I can't remember. So I think the Holy Spirit told Natalia to tell to me, praise God, now I do it. Anyway, or give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is very good. As yesterday we heard the testimonies, we are thankful day and night for our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. For his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he had redeemed from the hand of the enemy. All God wants, I know, I love praise and lift up. Our Heavenly Father loves it too. So please, with your testimonies, glorify him and praise him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, I just want to say that I am thankful for all things. And the list can go on and on and on and on. But Thanksgiving week is next week. I'm thankful that God has sustained me and my family, my employees, and he will continue to do it.
Amen.
That's the beauty. Yeah. And, you know, I wish I would have spoke this scripture last night, but it slipped my mind. But I can't even remember where it is anymore. But it's the one that says, those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. And is that Psalm 92? And that has been evidenced in my life. And I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful more than flourishing in the courts. I'm more thankful that I can be planted in the house of the Lord. Because that is to have knowledge of who Jesus is and to learn all his precepts and to have understanding. And I was really blessed to see all those people last night and from all walks of life. So I enjoyed that. And whoever cleaned up all that mess, they did a good job. And I'm thankful for whoever did that. Okay. But I think you had a lot of manpower here. Yeah. Okay. Any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Today, we have a number of things doing here, so we're just taking our sweet time. And for you that are watching us right now and later, yesterday or last night, we had our annual Thanksgiving dinner. And we actually had a full house here. We have never had as many people before since we moved here. We set up tables and people says, oh, you got too many tables. They were all filled. And people had to sit on a stage and the couches around here. And we simply run out of chairs. And it's a wonderful thing to do that. Today is graduation day. You know, in this ministry, we have deliverance. We people that come here and they want to have demons cast out, to be cleaned up and be victorious. And the number of people, you don't have to do that, but if you want to do it, it is available. And today we're going to have a graduation of Irene M. Wesley. So would you come up here right now together with your counselor, Sister Carol West? So we want to present you with a certificate of completion following deliverance. Come on up here. We are not shy here. And this is Irene Wesley, and this is her counselor, Carol West. And it says here that you have faithfully and successfully completed Christian Dynamics Study Course number 3. And you got a signature here. So all you have to do now is invest in the frame and put it on your bedroom wall, whatever you want, maybe in a living room. So when people come in, they can see that you are cleaned up. So God bless you. I forgot to give it. I was going to put it back in. So you want to say something a little short?
I guess everybody needs to learn to be free, to be delivered, to be healed. And it's available to everyone. Jesus said he wants to present us blameless before the Father one day. And we cannot do it unless the Holy Spirit leads us and we receive all the help that he provides for us. So I always try to get as much as I can from the Lord and walk as free as I can. And I know he's working, and he's going to be working all my life until he presents me blameless before the Father. Amen.
Okay. Thank you. You want to say something about your student?
Oh, yes. I want to say that it's been a great joy for me to be able to work with Irene. And I think we have an intercessor for sure, and we have an evangelist here. She has a great heart for the unsaved, and she just drops the word here and there everywhere she goes. So she is going to be a great pleasure in our church.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, earlier today I thought we're not going to have much to pray about. But we sure got a lot of things to pray about here, so let me read the different requests we have. And this is coming in from South Carolina. Pray for Mary Hill in South Carolina. She needs a healing from diabetes and related problems of neuropathy, kidney failure. Pray for her to discover the roots of this and for her to be able to overcome the roots and disease. She is saved. She also wants prayer for her son, John Stanley, who has neurological problems because of the desert storm syndrome, and he's also saved. She also wants prayer for another son, Bobby Paris, facing a 5-year prison term due to alcohol and drug addictions, and he's also homeless. And she also wants prayer for her daughter, Laura Small, who has fallen to error in the occult, and she is following Edgar Casey. So this comes in via the internet or website. This is a prayer request from Joshua Terrell, and he's asking for prayer if I can get the postmaster or full-time clerk position in Wheatland. He submitted paperwork last week, and the people are leaving this coming week now. And so we need to pray his temporary work for the post office that he will get a permanent job. So we're going to pray for that. This is a prayer request. This is a friend of Karen Leach, Virginia. And it says this: on Tuesday, I was terminated from my home health job after months of stress. So what do I do now? Looking for work during a hiring freeze a week before Thanksgiving. Most of my PTO paid, leave used up, and we were forced to take it. So I'm hustling to find a job as soon as possible. Dreaming of grad school, but obviously not an option. Being unemployed, being a single parent with mortgage and no money, savings are gone, credit card maxed out. So we want to pray for that. And so we must be a praying church because people are writing to us. This is from, let me read from German. It's from Gina Weinrich. And she said this: Dear Pastor John, this is just a short note to let you know that in eating I have some improvement which began some days ago. I still have to be careful with many things, but I'm confident that I'm on the way back to sound health. I am strengthened spiritually, and Raymond, that's her husband, is doing better also. So thank you for your prayers, which certainly contribute to that. And she wants prayer for her grandmother, 101 years old, that has problem hearing voices or demons. And she also said this: please greet Ina and others in the church. We love you. That's from Gina. And then we got this from Patty. This is from New York. And I will read this. Dear John, I would like you to pray for this at your next Sunday service. I have been having a heavy heart concerning the state of our nation for quite some time, have been praying for our country specifically that God would turn our nation to Him once again and keep us from destruction. As I've been praying, God has brought to my heart that I must pray for President Obama daily, as this is His will. It was a hard thing to hear from God because I see Him as the enemy and a large part of the problem. He along with the people who are now in power in the government. However, God also brought to my mind a scripture verse in 2 Chronicles 7:14, where He says, if my people who are called by my name, that means me as a professing Christian and all other professing Christians, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. God specifically is talking to His people, not the unbeliever. We as His people need to repent of our sin, seek His face, that He will heal our land. So my prayer is that we as Christians would look to ourselves and ask as the psalmist, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. That was Psalms 139:23-24. I feel that the Holy Spirit revealed to me that the emphasis in prayer should be, first, look to ourselves and repent of any and all sin. And second, a fervently prayer for government leadership. Our greatest weapon against the enemy is prayer and our repentance. In Christ's love, Patty Sims. Let me just say this as we're going to get into prayer, that Barack Obama is not really the president of the United States. He might be the elected president, but he is a puppet. There's a group of people that tells him every morning when to get up, what to do. They write his speeches. And so when we need to pray for the cabal of people that is behind this man and telling him what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. This is how we need to pray. Let us also thank God for the great time He gave us here last night at our annual Thanksgiving dinner at our church. I want to thank God for the ladies, Shireen and Carol and all the others, who worked so hard behind the scenes to make it happen and were able to serve an absolute capacity crowd in our church. Most people we ever had in our services, we moved to our current location. We also need to keep praying that God will move upon people to help us financially in our ministry. We have reached a critical point and need to have victory in this area. Now I want to share this with you that we got on a webcast. We have some wonderful people overseas, wonderful people outside the ministry here that are giving some large sums of money every month. But our base has been very small. And in order to keep the webcast going, we have to pay a subscription for that. We have to buy additional computers and a number of things. And we didn't really want to do that. We had no choice. We have a car that we've given to Charles Terrell, part of his salary that we maintain. And we have run up a credit debt of close to $14,000, and we need help. So we want you to pray that we'd be able to retire that debt. It's like a stone around my neck that we are carrying. So please be in prayer for that. Despite the dollars a week, the price of oil went down again last week and is hovering at $77 per barrel. God's holding down the price, and let's thank Him for lowering it more, and for all investors who speculate in oil and food shall lose their gain and realize it is time to stop making money on the back of the people. So we want to pray for this, and let us not forget to keep praising God that He's healing Patty Sims, and she said today that she is better, and she's getting a new thyroid gland. So let's have all the people come on up here. I need everybody up here to pray today. So if you are a part of the prayer group, come on up. We need help.
Okay, Father God, we thank you for a wonderful day out there today, first of all, Lord. And thank you that you have given us all things and that we are truly very blessed. And Father, we want to thank you for the improvement in Gina over in Germany and also in Raymond. And we thank you, Father God, that we're going to continue to hear of great improvements and that she'll be able to eat, drink without any problems whatsoever. And Father, that she's going to be totally healed in her body as her soul is healed, Lord. And your word says that it is your desire that we prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. So we thank you, Father God, for total healing in the soul and prospering in the body. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart, and I receive your forgiveness. Heavenly Father, it is the season of Thanksgiving. With yesterday's holiday, and every day is a holiday with you, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you. Heavenly Father, we lift up Joshua, who is a loyal servant of yours here at Resurrection Church, and he needs a permanent job. So, Heavenly Father, we pray and ask you in Jesus' name, please fulfill his mission as getting a permanent employment at the Postal Service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we bring up before you Mary Hill in South Carolina. She called and she wants prayer for her diabetes, and she's got kidney failure, which is very severe, and they may have to do dialysis. She keeps claiming her healing and trying to grow in faith, but she has roots. So we pray, Father, that you will show her the roots of these diseases that she needs to deal with first. And her sons and her daughter also are in great need of prayer. So we ask that this understanding of the roots of their diseases and the roots of their problems would come clear so that they can be totally healed and set free. We ask you for this move of God in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I'm going to take the liberty of slipping in this prayer request from Michelle, who I work with. She came to me and asked for prayer regarding her infertility and possible uterine cancer. And Father, you know that she is attends Catholic Church. She claims that she has knowledge of you, but I don't believe that she has a personal relationship with you. So first of all, I want to ask for her salvation, that that you would reveal to her heart her need for a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, first of all. And in doing so, I ask that you would also reveal to her the spiritual roots of her conditions, and that, first of all, that she needs to release and repent of all the unforgiveness and resentment that she has towards family and towards the many people in her life that she constantly complains about. And Father, I know that there are many other spiritual roots that are present there, and I ask that you would give me the words of wisdom to minister to this young lady, and that the Holy Spirit would just be upon our time together, that you would provide eternal moments or divine appointments for me to speak to her when it seems like there is no other way. And I just give you the praise and glory for the opportunity to work with her. And right now, then, I want to just lift up this request to you regarding the oil prices. And you can do all things. And we just thank you for pushing down the prices in the international market. However, we're not seeing those price decreases here in the local market. And so, Father, we ask that you would that price decrease would reach all the way down here to us common folk, and that in the process that all those speculators and investors and the powers that be, that really it's the demonic powers behind the people that are pushing up the prices, and it's the demonic spirits behind people that's the issue. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we just come against every evil spirit out there who is controlling people. And we take dominion over them in the name of Jesus, and we command them to go to the place where they belong, and that they won't have any influence over these people anymore in the name of Jesus. And we release the power of the Holy Spirit to take control of the situation. And we just thank you for meeting our needs in every area of our life, not just in the oil, but also that in the commodities and in the price of groceries and the price of all the things that we need to survive. And we just look forward to a manifestation of the requests of these requests in prayers that we're submitting to you in Jesus' name.
Father, I just thank you and I praise you because you are the healer. And I thank you that Patty Sims believes, and you said, shall be according to her faith. Father, we thank you that you created us and give us every part in our body. And that thyroid, Father, is just what you gave to her. And you are the one who is sustaining her, and you are the one who is replacing what she already was given from you. So, Father, we just thank and we praise you that nothing is impossible to you and to them who believe. And we agree with Patty that her thyroid is for her right now by the power of God, functioning like he created for her to have. And we thank you for the gift of faith operating in her life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, for the good time that we had here yesterday, and that the good time was based on you, Heavenly Father. We had a house full of people, and I thank you and I praise you for that we had chairs for most people to sit on, and there was enough food for everyone. And I also am thankful that there were so many helping hands to set up and to clean up. So I thank you and I praise you, God, for all the good work that was done here yesterday. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we lift up to you Virginia right now. Lord, she's out of work. She's in financial trouble. But we pray, O Lord, first of all, that she will examine herself. She will walk so straight, so close with you, that there will be no room for the devil to afflict her. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that she will
take care of the foundations. She will stand and walk uprightly and do that which is pleasing in thy sight, without compromising her life, without any leaving any doors open. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for putting that deep in her heart. And let, O Lord, realize that it's not the economy, it's not one thing or the other thing causing her to lose her job or to be financially in trouble, but it is a sin problem. It is a distance from God. And we pray today that she will take that step to draw nigh unto you, that you may draw nigh unto her. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching her right now and speaking into her heart, and let her make the changes that need to be made, that she can have victory in her life, spiritually, physically, and financially. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, I just want to thank you for yesterday first, because there was one Cherokee Indian in the middle of all those ethnic people. It was wonderful. And today, Father, this is not a begging for bread, but this is a thank you to God Almighty for our financial situation to change in this ministry. And we have reached a crucial point. We need to have the victory in this area, and we will have it. You say to ask and you shall receive, seek and knock and so forth. And we're doing that, and we're praying this through. And we know that in your perfect timing, Father, you're going to answer the prayers, because you're not a liar. And you tell us in your word to do these things, and we're doing all of them and more. And we just thank you and praise you for your perfect timing when this takes place. And it is coming in Jesus' name.
Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we want to pray today for our nation. And Lord, the American government has been taken over by foreigners, men that are not from this country, that are not Americans, that have entrenched themselves in Washington, D.C., and are holding the Congress, the Senate, and the presidency in a stranglehold. And Father God, our senators, congressmen, and president are puppets. They're not their own people. And we pray, Father God, that you will get the Egyptians off our back. Drive them out, Lord, that we shall have a nation that is one nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not a Hindu God, not a Buddhist, not anything else. And his son, Jesus Christ. And Father, help us also to repent as a church. Help the Christians here, Father God, to repent. As we seek your face, that you might heal our land. And this is our prayer this morning. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those are great said. Amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out at this time.